This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday announced the departure of Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov, calling for new approaches a year and a half into Russia's invasion. The announcement came hours after Ukraine fought off an attack by Russian drones in the southern Odessa region early Sunday that hit a Danube port on the border with NATO member Romania. Officials say people have been hospitalized after Russian drone strikes on a port in Ukraine's Odessa region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Ukrainian Air Force says Russian forces fired 25 Iranian-made Shahed drones along the Danube River in the early hours of the morning, 22 of which were shot down by air defenses. Ukrainian officials have described the assault as part of a Russian drive to provoke a world food crisis, but Russia's defense ministry has said in a statement that the attack was aimed at fuel storage facilities used to supply military equipment. The attack on the seaport comes a day before Russian President Vladimir Putin is due to meet with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan to discuss the resumption of the Black Sea grain deal that Moscow broke off from in July. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Some Mongolian Catholics and international devotees said they felt emotional after attending a mass held by Pope Francis on Sunday in Mongolia's capital.
Mongolia has a small people, like small population, so I had just seen him like very close, and it was too blessed to have him, and the God that truly sent him for us.
Just about the entire Catholic population of Mongolia, around 1,450, were in the same venue with Francis for Sunday's Mass. The Mass was the highlight of the trip in a landlocked population of Buddhists, 3.3 million. This is VOA News. Taiwan has suspended flights, rail transport, and ferry services, along with classes and outdoor events, as it urges workers to stay home as a typhoon churns across the southern part of the island. The storm made landfall on the Pacific-facing East Coast Sunday afternoon. Among events canceled were a hot air balloon festival, outdoor concerts, and a baseball game. Meanwhile, Typhoon Siola continued to weaken while swirling along the Chinese coast, where 900,000 people and 80,000 fishing vessels had been moved to safety. Tens of thousands of revelers attending the annual Burning Man Festival in the western U.S. state of Nevada were left stranded in the mud after a severe rainstorm. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Attendees were being asked to shelter in place and conserve food and water. On Sunday, Nevada authorities said they were investigating one death. In a statement, the local sheriff's office said the death happened during a, quote, rain event on Saturday. Every year, more than 60,000 participants travel to and from the remote area in northwest Nevada, according to the event's website. Attendees gather in the temporary city to make art, dance, and enjoy community at a cost of $575 per person for a regular ticket. The festival gets its name for its culminating event, the burning of a large wooden structure called the Man on the penultimate night.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Guatemala's top elections court on Sunday temporarily lifted its disqualification of the party of President-elect Bernardo Arvelo, who was elected on an anti-graft platform last month. The court announced the move after Arvelo on Friday denounced an ongoing coup by the country's institutions to block him from taking power after his political party was suspended. Arvelo pulled off a big upset by advancing to the runoff after a first round marked by apathy among voters. Actor Denzel Washington's film, The Equalizer 3, was the top movie for the weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Whatever it is that you and your friends do, please do it somewhere else.
The third installment of the Equalizer movies was the number one choice for film audiences this weekend. It made $34.5 million domestically, according to studio estimates. The Equalizer 3 has the potential to hit $42 million by the end of Monday. Barbie is in second, making another $10.6 million. That pushes it past the Super Mario Brothers movie to make Barbie the biggest movie of 2023. Blue Beetle is in third this week. Gran Turismo is number four, and Oppenheimer is in fifth. I'm Margie Zarletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.